The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We started off a little slow with the callers last hour. You guys are going to be taking up the slack in the show this hour. But everybody called right at the end, which, I'm not yelling at anybody. It's just the way it happened. But we cut into some of our commercial time there. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a couple of leftover commercials from the last hour. I hope you don't mind that I tell you about Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Now, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. I've had one in my truck for a long, long time. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing, your fishing, your hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra that has Kevlar for strength and can match your paint code on your truck. And Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. The Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Now, here's the news. Catonsville Linex has moved to its new location at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. That's just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. When you turn off of Security, if you're going in from, let's say, Rolling Road, you turn off of Security there, like you're going into Security Mall, turn left onto Lord Baltimore and left into the first driveway there. You'll see the big Coons sign across. But turn left, and then the first building on your right. You kind of got to go along around a little curb there. But the first building on your right is the brand-new facility for Catonsville Linex. They'll be ready to go. They're moving in. They'll be ready to go this week coming up to be able to spray bedliners. So just kind of an aside, the old location off Route 40 has a competitive bedliner company has moved into the old Catonsville Linex location. So don't be fooled by imitators. Ask for Linex. Linex, that's the one you want. All right. And Pepe, do you want to play the Associated Gun Club spot? Play that right now, and then we'll go on with the show.
Gun owners, nearby, the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100- and 200-yard multipurpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
There we go. Okay. Now you're up to date, and I think maybe I am, but I'm usually behind the eight ball most of the time. All right, 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. last hour we talked about, Bill Cooper called in and talked about Brenda Davis being fired after 35 years with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries. Brenda was the crab program, I don't know, team leader, director, whatever she was called. And the story that's out there is that a couple of people from the Waterman's community got the ear of the governor and said that she personally, I guess, was restricting them from keeping 5-inch crabs during the summer because their market was the picking houses, and it was such a burden to them to try and, you know, catch 5 1/4-inch crabs that Brenda's head had to be delivered on a platter to the watermen. So that's just the way I get it. Some of the watermen are totally against this move, but others who had a little more influence with the administration brought about Brenda's demise, unfortunately. We talked a little bit about Tina Greger getting a $500 scholarship through the National Wild Turkey Federation, whose Central Maryland benefit was last night. And I had written a letter of recommendation for Tina, and I don't know if any of that helped. Her mother said it did, but that was good for Tina. She is a young lady just getting ready to enter college, and she has been mentoring her friends, her teenage friends, in the art of hunting, and some of them have been pretty successful. Of course, she has a sister, Nina, as well, and dad, Steve, is an avid hunter, as is Tina, the mother, who is on the Wildlife Advisory Committee. So great, great family, outdoors family. They got property in Garrett County, and they hunt, you know, wherever they can possibly hunt. So I've published pictures of Stephanie in the magazine with anything from deer to rabbits to the moose she killed in New Hampshire this year. So it's all good. What else did we talk about? We talked about the new director of the Department of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, who basically upended or undid the Director's Order Number 219 that went into effect, that was declared the day before the previous administration left office in Washington, which banned all lead-based ammunition and fishing tackle from all 81 million acres of national wildlife refuges. That was done as a bomb to sportsmen that was thrown by the Obama administration on the way out the door. And that was undid by the new Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, under Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, under the Department of the Interior. So, you know, you really ought to, if you're a hunter, you really ought to get on what's called the Outdoor Wire, or go to Boone and Crockett Club or Safari Club International, some of the larger organizations, and get on their news feed. You know, the Outdoor Wire comes every day, every weekday, and it has news from all across the industry. The Safari Club International has a good program. Boone and Crockett has a good program. And Boone and Crockett, actually, when the Maryland Hunting Coalition was successful in guiding the Poaching Restitution Act through the General Assembly, put out a beautiful press release about that, and have been working with their leadership on the scoring end, and also their marketing people. We have got a great package from the Boone and Crockett Club that we're going to give away at our benefit, and whether it be raffle or with a drawing or whatever it might be, There's some great, great stuff in there, some videos and some of their books and some of their scoring guides and things like that. So the Boone and Crockett Club will be represented at the Maryland Hunting Coalition benefit. Great to hear. So let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How about you?
Okay. Listen, you were talking about that lady that just lost her job.
Brenda Davis, yes.
Yeah, after 35 years
yes.
of dedicated service.
Yes.
If she wasn't a dedicated employee and a good employee, first of all, she would have never lasted 35 years.
That's a lot of administrations, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you mean to tell me that the governor couldn't have worked something out and kept her in her position instead of giving in to a few people?
Well, you know, it goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that. It goes like this. The offended organization goes to their representative. Their representative, depending on which side of the aisle they happen to land, seeks a meeting with someone at a lower level than the governor himself, and gives a message. The lower level person, whether that's a deputy director, secretary, whatever it might be, then brings the message to their superiors, who take it through the chain of command up to the governor's office.
Right,
and depending on how the argument is phrased, depending on the severity of the situation, and depending on the political clout that the organization has.
There you are.
That is how decisions are made in Annapolis.
Well, you know, that might be how they're made, but to discharge or take a job away from a dedicated employee like that is totally wrong, and I had that done to me in my job years ago, and when I hear that happening to people, good, dedicated workers, it just burns me up, and I had to spout off of it.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, Mike, I mean, I've been fired from jobs, and you look back at the person who you're speaking to, and you say, well, you know, all I ever did was show up every day and work as hard as I possibly could to help your organization.
Exactly.
That's... And in my case, someone in the organization didn't like me, felt that I was perhaps a threat to their position.
Right, right.
And they had more time and more standing there, and I was gone. So
that was my same situation. I believe I was a threat to
somebody.
Some individuals that
sure.
really wanted my position.
Sure, that's how it goes.
You know, absolutely. And I know that. Well, I certainly do wish that lady well. She got a raw deal, in my opinion.
Well, you're entitled to it here.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know that. And I'm just saying, you know, that's just not fair to good, hardworking people.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's all I have to say, Alan.
All right, buddy. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, here's a cool little note from this is from the Boone and Crockett Club. For the past century, in Minnesota, there are elk in Minnesota, but a very, very small portion of Minnesota. But there was a time when they ranged across much of the state, as they did here in Maryland. You know, let's face it, Elk Ridge, Elkton, you know, it wasn't named after beavers. So... there was a time when they ranged across much of the state. Tangible evidence of their once widespread existence shows up from time to time, and sometimes at the bottom of lakes. The most recent example, a diver's discovery of a massive antler at the bottom of a buffalo lake. Recently completed carbon dating indicates that there's a 70% chance that the antler fell in the lake sometime between 1440 and 1532. And that's from the Duluth News Tribune. So, Dave, if you're listening, former resident of Minnesota, you will have something to talk about next. So how about that? And Dave's an elk hunter, by the way. Dave is the director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. He's an avid elk hunter in the state of Washington with a with a recurve, and left-handed at that. So, also from the Boone and Crockett Club, we love this. A man has been convicted of illegally killing a 17-point buck on his neighbor's property in September. Ronald Wayne Rowe, 28, of Wharton, was found guilty on all counts of trespassing and poaching, according to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. That press release made it to the Boone and Crockett Club's press release news feed section, which is from Maryland. And, you know, as I said, Boone and Crockett, you know, honored the Maryland Hunting Coalition with the passage of the Poaching Restitution Act. So we're proud of that. And, you know, we feel bad for Mr. Rowe that he was that he had decided to take this magnificent 212 6/8-inch Boone and Crockett score, whitetail buck, non-typical buck, and stole it from the landscape and illegally harvested it on the property of another. But when you do that and you become obsessed with the antlers of a deer, you know, you risk these types of things. And I have never been able to confirm this, but I was told, if you remember, Dan Fitzgerald from back in the 80s and 90s put a lot of deer hunting on video. Dan Fitzgerald. Well, Dan did a couple of shows for us in the 90s. And Dan and I were sitting in the Double T Diner out there on Route 40 at Rolling Road, and he loved stuffed mushrooms, stuffed with crab meat. So I took him for dinner, and we bought stuffed mushrooms, and we're sitting there eating stuffed mushrooms. And according to Dan, and I've never been able to verify this with his wife, but he said, my wife said that the horns of a deer are like the horns of the devil. Men will give up their money. They'll lose their jobs. They'll lose their families. They'll put themselves in financial hardship by the temptation of those antlers, horns, of course. And it was profound. And I've always remembered that, and I may have shared it with you before. You know, just ask Robin if I repeat myself from time to time on stories. Apparently I do, and I'm trying to remedy that. But if I've told you that before, well, it's still apropos today that men will put themselves in jeopardy. Mr. Rowe was found guilty of killing a deer illegally. That is poaching. And there are a variety of ways you can do that. You can kill one after hours. You can kill one on somebody else's property. You can trespass and kill one. You can do that out of season. If you're convicted of a poaching penalty, a law that says that shooting a deer at night is illegal and you did it and you're found guilty, that's a poaching violation. If you killed one out of season, that's a poaching violation. If you killed one, on somebody else's property, that's poaching. Well, once a poaching conviction is obtained, then the penalty for restitution to the state, that was the Poaching Restitution Act, kicks in. And if it's a sick of deer, buck or doe, or a whitetail buck under 150 Boone and Crockett inches, you know, inches of antler on a scoring scale, your restitution to the state is between $2,000 to $5,000 and 80 hours of community service. If it's a larger buck, over 150 Boone and Crockett scoreable inches, then your restitution to the state is $5,000 to $10,000 and 80 hours of community service. This is a mandatory penalty, restitution to the state. So anyway, it made the Boone and Crockett press release, and we were proud to see that. Didn't mention the Maryland Hunting Coalition by name, but you know, you listeners know enough about it. So that the coalition was behind it. So let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Their big event's coming up on March 17th, a 10-day sale called Ready to Rock. All rockfish lures are going and trolling tackle and all that stuff is going to be on sale. You're going to be able to fill your spools with fresh line. That's right. Just take those empty spools in, and you can spool them up with new monofilament line at half price, starting at 1 cent a yard. Pen reels are on special. The featured reel is a 30 Level Wind Warfare, it's called, $89.95. Trolling combos start at $89.95. All Shakespeare rods and reels and Fluger rods and reels are on sale. All the Ugly Stick rods are on sale. The selection of St. Croix rods needs to get your attention. And it's a pretty big deal. Clyde's has everything. Licenses and rod and reel repairs, live bait, lures, hooks, all the weights, everything. Live and frozen bait. They even have grass shrimp right now this time of year if you need some for perch fishing. Phone number is 242-6108. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Been around 60 years, celebrating 60 years this year. They're open 7 days a week, 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474, 247-FISH. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. All right, time for me to tell you about Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one. They carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. And all Linex spray-on bedliners are completely seal-out water in your truck bed, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing, fishing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed, not one bit. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection. That's the one I have. Or the Linex Extra that has Kevlar and paint match. Now, Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear. It's the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location. New location. I said they've moved. It's a new location. 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive, right off Security Boulevard in Windsor Mill, across from Coons Ford. Little industrial park there, little commercial line of buildings there. 2076 is the address, Lord Baltimore. As soon as you turn off of, coming from Rolling Road, as soon as you turn off of Security Boulevard onto Lord Baltimore, you make the next left right into that parking lot and go kind of around a little curb there, and they're on your right side right there, that's for sure. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Oh, I'm sorry, let me give you the phone number for Catonsville. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. That phone number 410-789-0199. 789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
Okay, we're back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's all you got to do is call in and talk whatever you want to talk about. Please don't wait till the end of the hour because we have a late break, you know, and I don't want to interrupt you, and I don't want to go out of here in bad timing. So just give us a call now, whatever you want to talk about. We've talked about a number of things this hour. And I don't know if you heard the first hour or not, but we have a new secretary, a new cabinet secretary of the Department of the Interior. Ryan Zinke is his name. And yes, when he was appointed or went into office, I guess his first day was Thursday, he immediately started signing some things to undo what the previous administration had done. And one of those was a lead ban on all the national wildlife refuges. And, of course, every conservation organization came out. Lead-based ammunition, any ammunition containing lead was banned on the last day of the Obama administration from the 81 million acres of wildlife refuges. And we talked about that extensively in the first hour, what that meant to Marylanders. You know, we have a great natural resources here in Dorchester County called Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, home to many, many waterfowl, many, many sika deer and other wildlife species. And what that meant was, if you want to go deer hunting for sika deer on a shotgun day or a muzzleloader day and you weren't allowed to use lead-based ammunition, you're SOL, especially for muzzleloader hunting, because that's what muzzleloader bullets are. Primarily lead. Now, shotgun slugs, yeah, you can get an all copper slug. You can get the Remington Copper Solid, and maybe there might be a couple other specialty ammunition places out there. But you know they're extremely expensive, and that's part of what you have to consider. Their performance is great. I know guys that use nothing but these Remington Copper Solids for their slug hunting. But you know if your slug gun doesn't eat them, if your slug gun shoots better with a Remington or a Winchester or a Lightfield or something like that, well then, maybe you're going to have to really make an investment and, fine tune your shotgun and spend time at the range and that type of thing. Anyway, it's just inconvenient to try and hunt without ammunition that contains some type of lead. So, there's not a lot of high-powered rifles available you're not allowed to use those on the refuge. It's all shotgun and muzzleloader. But, it could have been a hardship here in Maryland for some people. So thank God the new Secretary Ryan Zinke reversed that Director's Order number 219, along with some other sweeping changes as far as access in our country. So that's a good thing we talked about. I do want to mention some of our sponsors and how good they have been to us as far as the Maryland Hunting Coalition and believing in what the Hunting Coalition does. Hafer's Gunsmithing and Redneck Blinds are both sponsors. Redneck Blinds is a gold sponsor of the upcoming March 25th in Westminster dinner and benefit for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. They're a gold sponsor. Hafer's Gunsmithing donated a beautiful one of these cameras that you you train on your target, and it transmits a message back to your laptop. You can shoot like 400 yards with that thing, and it shows you right where your bullets are hitting. Clyde Sports Shop is a beneficial supporter of the coalition benefit. Battery Warehouse is a gold sponsor. Baylinex in Catonsville, Linex. Baylinex donated a truck bed spray-on bed liner for us to auction off some way or shape or form. And Catonsville Linex gave us a tonneau cover, a soft tonneau cover. So, you know, plenty there for your pickup trucks. WW Tire and Auto, last year they were a gold sponsor. We expect them to be there again and do the same thing this year. You know, so just so you know, these folks that advertise on this show are dedicated to conservation. They're dedicated to I actually was with Randy and Brittany from Battery Warehouse last night at the Church of the Open Door, and listened to our friend Chad Scherer from CVA speak last night. Great Christian guy, great Christian family. Wife is an excellent hunter. Kids are great waterfowl hunters and turkey hunters and that type of thing. They all have a passion for the outdoors, and they all shared it. Let's talk to Claude in East Baltimore. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
Hi, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's hard to get lead bullets, too. A lot of places don't even carry them anymore.
What are you talking about?
Lead ammunition. A lot of, like, gun ranges won't even let you use them anymore.
Gun ranges?
Yeah. They won't even let you use lead ammo when you go in there to shoot.
How do you shoot?
Well, you use non-lead ammunition because they say that it hurts the environment or whatever the case may be.
Well, there's some credibility to the fact that lead dust is harmful to your person.
Right.
Where do you shoot that doesn't allow you to use lead ammunition? I can't imagine trying to shoot your .22 with non-lead ammunition or any kind of handgun without non-lead ammunition.
There's a place in Harford County won't let you shoot with lead ammunition.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, it's right off of I see Milton Wright High School. Yeah, they won't let you.
Well, I think I'd have to find another shooting range.
And On Target won't even let you.
On Target won't let you shoot lead-based ammunition?
Nope.
So what do you have to buy?
You got to buy that non-lead ammunition.
Do they sell it there?
Oh, yeah, of course they sell it there to make the money, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
So what is it? Is it copper-based or what is it?
I think that's what it is, Alan. I think it's copper-based.
Now, are you talking handgun ammo? Are you talking, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about handgun ammo.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the whole thing is, even if you was shooting outside with lead ammunition, it's in the air. It's going to dissipate. You know what I'm saying?
Supposedly, yeah.
I mean, I'm not a hunter, but, you know.
Yeah.
Are
you a shooter?
Yeah, I shoot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're former law enforcement or current law enforcement. I'm not sure which. I can't remember.
I'm former.
Former, yeah, okay. I got you.
But,
Well, I guess when you're a police officer on the beat and you're carrying a handgun, you probably carry lead-based ammunition for your service weapon. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I figured that because it is a little bit more effective. You do want that expansion property of ammunition for self-protection and for the protection of others, and I want it. I certainly want it for my home.
I agree with you.
You know.
But also, you know, there ain't too many smelting plants anymore.
Too many what?
Smelting plants that melt down lead. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
I see.
Batteries, they melt the lead plates in the batteries.
Well, there's got to be a couple of them out there, buddy, because...
Well, yeah, but they're I think they're, like, in China, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not like it used to be here with the industry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll have to chat with the folks at Battery Warehouse and see how that all works with them. When they trade in a battery, you know, it's broken down and the lead plates are what's the valuable part of a trade-in battery. So we'll see. Okay?
Okay, buddy. It's 2 more months to crab season.
Yeah, actually 1 more month.
1 more month. All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Okay, buddy. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Taking your phone calls here. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. That's for sure. Oh, my. Hey, there's a very good article in the current issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine written by our advocate, Bill Miles, How to Read Legislation in Annapolis, okay? So you go online, somebody sends you a link to a bill, and you go online and you look at the bill and you go, I can't make heads or tails out of this thing because it's got repeal this and this is in brackets and that's in bold print and that's this and that's that. You know, well, we've got an article in there on how to read bill that took parts of three different bills and talked about the title of the bill. Talked about the purpose paragraph, a function paragraph, talked about the body of the bill. Basically, what bills do in Annapolis is change existing law, okay? And then there's an explanation to each of these things that happen. New law is, you know, bold print. Repealing existing law is in brackets, you know, that type of thing, brackets. So there's all kinds of it's a nice article, a long article. It talks about what a preamble is and that type of thing, and it's all very well laid out. So if you want to know how to read legislation in Annapolis, you can go online to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com or pick up a copy at your local shop like Clyde's or some of the advertisers that I mentioned there earlier, and check that out on how to read a bill in Annapolis. It takes a little bit. It's a little bit of an art. You have to know how to do it. And that's why we have Mr. Miles as our advocate, because he is celebrating 40 years in Annapolis, 20 of them as an advocate or a lobbyist, and 15 or 16 for the folks in the hunting and fishing community, in the sportsman's community. The godfather of Sunday hunting in Annapolis. Got the first Sunday hunting bill passed in 2002. It was vetoed by Glenn Denning. And then in 2003, Bob Ehrlich signed the first Sunday hunting bill in Maryland. And, you know, it's been fun ever since. So let's talk to Jay in Catonsville. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
I was just calling about, you know, the Blue Crab Project and Brenda Davis.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got a pretty good survey for the Blue Crab Project. And, you know, they got a long-term data set. And, you know, they set those regulations to maximize harvest. So, you know, if they fired a Blue Crab manager for making the best recommendations she can, then, you know, I think there's something wrong with that.
Well, I appreciate you weighing in on that, that's for sure. I mean, they do this Blue Crab Winter Survey, the Winter Dredge Survey. There's people that are involved in the Blue Crab Project, year-round in Maryland. And, it's just an arbitrary thing that, the picking houses, and again, nothing against them. That's what they do. You know, that's our market, and we could sell more crabs. But what happens, Jay, to the law of supply and demand? If you have more crabs and you can sell, you have more harvest because of a size difference of a quarter inch, okay, what happens to the price?
Well, it'll probably go down a little bit.
Yeah, you think? You think? So who's gonna get hurt here? I'm just tossing the question out. It's simple economics. If you have more supply and less demand, then the price is going to go down.
Right.
Okay.
But like you said, the sustainability of the blue crabs, and there's plenty of demand for them.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't fill the demand for the, if we caught every crab in the bay, we'd still be, you know, 80% short of the demand in the country for crab meat.
Right.
You know? Yep. So your point is that you didn't care for the firing of Brenda Davis?
No, I didn't care for the firing of Brenda Davis. You know, they, like I said, they have.
Are you involved in the industry, Jay?
No.
Okay. Got it. So. You were going to say, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they have a long, you know, they have a long-term data set that something, and they do the best to maximize the harvest.
Yep.
And that's their recommendation. And if you know you're, they're not going willy-nilly with the regulations. They, you know, have stuff to back that up.
Science-based wildlife management is what it's called.
Right.
You know, and if the science says 5 1/4, 5 1/4.
Right.
And that is why the Maryland Hunting Coalition demands science, you know, for harvesting white-tailed deer or turkeys or bears or anything else. You got to have the data to back up your assertion that you can kill more of this or kill more of that or whatever. Okay?
Right.
All right, Jay. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Yep. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Their big sale, their 10-day sale is coming up on March 17th. It's called the Ready to Rock Sale. Season comes in short time after that, April 15th, I believe. All rockfish trolling baits and lures are going to be on sale. You want to check out the Ugly Stick Rods, all on sale. Check out the complete line of St. Croix rods. Good rods, that's for sure. Their most popular trolling combo is on sale, $139.95. It has a Penn Warfare 30-weight level wind, an Andy 6-foot rod, 20- to 50-pound rod, and line for $139.95. And they've got some inexpensive trolling combos for less. Of course, the you know the quality of the rods and reels is less, but you can go trolling for $89.95. The Penn 309 and a Shakespeare 6-foot rod with a roller tip and line, $89.95. Why not? Why not? And the big thing is you can save on re-spooling your line with premium monofilament, half price, starting at a penny a yard. Take your empty spool in, fill it up with new line for the season. It does not include Power Pro braided line, but all the mono is on sale. Bring your empty spools, and they'll fill them up. Fishing license, rod and reel repairs, live frozen bait, crabbing supplies, artificial lures for every species, at Clyde Sports Shop. Phone number 410-242-6108. They've been around 60 years, celebrating 60 years this year. The 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-FISH. Call it and get the update. Clyde Sports Shop. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails. And it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories he can tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. And it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Got time for a couple more calls, actually, if you'd like to weigh in on anything that you've heard this morning. We'd love to hear from you. We know it's cold out there. We know a lot of people stayed under the covers and turned the alarm off. I don't blame you. If I weren't here, I'd be doing the same thing, that's for sure. So, excuse me. So we've got our big benefit coming up for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, coming up on March 25th. It's in Westminster. It's close by. If your company would like to get involved, we have sponsorship levels of all sizes. If your company would like to get some publicity in the hunting community, that would be great. You know, we'll have 320 people there who are active in the outdoors. They like spending money. They like taking chances on raffles and that type of thing. We could always use a donation, from our listeners who are thinking about, maybe getting some publicity in that world. We'll mention the name of your business from the podium when we give your prize away. You could always help us underwrite. You know, we've got certain things we have to buy. There's a couple bows that we have to buy. There's a couple guns that we have to buy. We have to purchase. We get them at a good price, but to underwrite that, that means that you donate some funds to help underwrite the cost of those things, and we put your name on that product. And we say, Joe's Plumbing Company or Fred's Electrical Contractors or, you know, Bob's Construction or Bill's Car Dealership helped us underwrite the cost of this firearm, and we want to send thank you out and make sure that the people in this room know who did it and that type of thing. So we got a lot of nice stuff coming in. Some of it we're putting on. Some of it we're putting on our Facebook page. You know, we put a couple guns up there and a bow up there this week, and you can look at that. Tables are for 8 people if you want to do something nice for your company. Tables for 8 are just $400, and we'll mention your name and at off the podium, and you can all sit together and enjoy yourself and have a wonderful meal. If you've ever eaten at a Martin's, the Martin's in Westminster is spectacular as far as their food is concerned. I mean, it's steamed shrimp, it's roast beef, it's chicken, fried chicken. I mean, I've never had one complaint about the food. It's got all the sides and salads and desserts and free beverages, you know, free soda and free beer and that type of thing. It's called the Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit, Saturday, March 25th. Where you find out about it, as far as the bull roast is concerned, go to our website, MD for Maryland, Hunting Coalition, COALITION, coalition.org. Check it out. You'll enjoy it. And you'll be glad to attend or have people in your company come and attend. We got all kinds of stuff. We got taxidermy we're giving away. We got, certificates for deer heads and ducks and, lots of guns and bows and crossbows and that kind of stuff and all kinds of specialty equipment, all kinds of bucket raffles and we're just going to have a good time. We're going to have fun. Going to have a lot of fun. And here, the cool part, the 3-for-1 raffle, get your tickets, go online, check out the 3-for-1 raffle. For one price, you get 3 times that amount of raffle tickets, plus a bonus raffle. Oh, we are giving away a Kubota RTV 500 in camo with a, you know, with a hard roof, with a screen on the back. It's got a little dump bed on it, which is cool. It's four-wheel drive. It's got a windshield. It's got a, you know, got a kind of a hydraulic windshield that you can push out of the way if you want, or keep it on there for bad days. It's a nice, nice piece of equipment. You can get your tickets ahead of time for that, or just come to the benefit. We'll have it there. You can look at it. And that's donated by the, no, that's supplied by the folks at Frederick Equipment, Westminster Equipment, and Gaithersburg Equipment. It's a beautiful little Kubota side-by-side RTV is what it's called. Check all that out. Check that out on our benefit site. And, you know, the Merrill Hunting Coalition is standing up for the hunters in Annapolis. We're doing all we can to keep hunting on the front burner in Annapolis. So it's difficult. 188 lawmakers, less than 10 of them hunt. We're affiliated with the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, which is a group of like-minded individuals that, you know, support hunting and fishing. They're not all enthusiasts. They're not all participants, but they understand the conservation ethic of Maryland sportsmen, and we work with them. So, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Thanks for your time. Thanks for letting me do the commercial for them. And time for me to say to you, get out and stay out. Well, today, stay warm. But get out, stay safe, and by all means, protect yourself. My name's Alan Ellis. That's the end of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're here every Saturday from